As for Paro, I had questionnaires to 2,000 people in seven countries. In the seven countries, they include Japan and Korea as Asian country, and Italy, Sweden, the UK as European country. And there are two more, the US and Brunei. And people had high value on Paro in general. But when I analyzed the data more by principal component analysis, that is a statistic analysis way, and there are differences in expectation to Paro. So basically, there are two ways of expectation to Paro. One is PET. The other is for therapy. And as for Japan and Korea, people had high value on Paro for PET, but not for therapy. But as for Europe, that's opposite. So people had high value on Paro for therapy, but not for PET. In the U.S. and Brunei, they had both. So there are some differences. And as for Japan, I think people have a very high expectation and familiarity to robotics. But in general, of course, a lot of Japanese people like animals, but they don't treat the animals as like human beings. So the status of pet lower than human beings. But in Europe, people have some kind of negative attitude toward robot in general. For example, most people think robots are danger for the human beings, and also the robot may take their jobs. And also, as for the pet, people love pet, and I think the status of animals are equal to human beings, or sometimes higher than human beings. So that's a very kind of difference in between Asian countries and the European countries. And also in Europe, people know what is animal therapy and the therapeutic effect. So people understand the purpose of the Paro for therapy, and also people can easily imagine the therapeutic effect of Paro. But
did you know about animal therapy when you designed Paro for the first time, or did you plan to design a toy?
No, from the beginning, I knew the animal therapy, and also I investigated a lot of research on the animal therapy. And of course, there are a lot of research in Europe and the U.S., but in Japan, no, or Asian countries, no. So basically, when I designed Paro, I expected Paro to be like therapeutic tool as a substitution for animal therapy or pets in animal therapy.
You said you wanted to create a robot people can have at home, but I think actually most Paros are in nursing homes. Do you know? It's not true?
So as for Paro in Japan, Paro has been commercialized since May 2005. And so far, about 1,500 Paro has been sold. And 70% of the customers of Paro in Japan, they are individuals. But as for 20%, they are institutions like hospitals, nursing homes. So in that sense, Paro has been used as pet in Japan, but not for therapeutic tool. But so since 2008, Paro has been commercialized in Europe, but basically from in Denmark first, and now Netherlands, Norway, in Germany too. And 100% of Paro has been used at the institutions, like hospitals or nursing homes.
Okay, so in Japan, is it bought for children or?
Most customers are senior people. Yeah, I had questionnaires to the owner of Paro, and I got answers from some of them. And most customers are from, as for the age, they are 40s to 80s. And as for the 60s are the most, and the 70s are the second. So Paolo is considered as like a pet or companion for the like adults, and they live with Paolo basically, and some customers are like a single person, and some customers are like couples, so they treat Paolo as like their pet or like their children or grandchildren.
But you made some study in nursing homes and on the effect that Paro has. What are the outcomes, just summed up a little bit?
Yes. So basically, we found Paro has the same effect as pet in animal therapy. So there are a lot of research on animal therapy, and we can summarize three kinds of effects in animal therapy. But basically, that's the same as robot therapy by Paolo. So first is the psychological effect. So people are cheered or motivated. Second is physiological effect. So people reduced their stress. And also, when we measured the brain activity of the people who interacted with Paolo, some people who has dementia, they improved their brain activity. And also, we measured hormones of the urine of the elderly people who interacted with Paolo. So people, the result showed that people reduced the stress. And the third is social effect. So interaction or existence of Paolo encouraged communication among the people. And also, the existence of Paolo encourage or connect new people. So basically, there are three kinds of merits. And in the previous research on animal therapy, there are a lot of cases. And Paolo can be applied in the same cases while expecting the similar kind of effect.
Under what conditions does Paro have this effect? Is the Paro there all day and people can use it, or is it for a 1 hour session per week? Or?
Depending on the purpose of the therapeutic effect, there are some ways to use Paro. And of course, Paro can be used as just like companion or pet for like activity, like to, you know, encourage people. In order to encourage people or improve their mood. And also, for example, when people have severe dementia, such people are often agitated. For example, they hit other person or they have some bad behaviors. And the Paro can be used to calm them down very quickly. So at the time, of course, Paro can be used at any time when they need Paro. And Paro can be used just 5 minutes or 10 minutes to calm them down, and after that, people can do some next thing. And also, as like a kind of session, Paro can be used for 1 hour, for like sometimes in a week or so at nursing homes. So there are many ways. But basically, when we use Paro, it's better to have good, you know, caregivers or therapists conduct the Paro session. Because such caregivers or therapists have their own skill to communicate with the elderly people, for example. And Paro can be a good assistive tool to enhance the skill of such people. So Paro is not replacing the caregivers or therapist, but Paro assists such people.
if Paro can change the mood of people, that does not last only for the 1 hour Paro session, but for a whole week or somehow?
It's very difficult. So, for example, at the nursing home, people have very, very good time with Paro for 1 hour, and then I'm not sure how long the effect stay or prolong for the continue. So it depends on the next session, I think. Yeah. So some people improve their mood by a paro, and they may have a good day, hopefully, but it will not continue for a week or so. So I think when people need paro, they should interact with paro, I think. But basically, that's very easy for the institutions or nursing home, because we just need to charge paro and bring paro and switch on, and then people can interact with paro. So we can use paro when we need, basically. And I have one thing. So as for the people with severe dementia, in Europe, paro has been used for such people to calm them down. But basically, before using paro, such institutions often gave medicine to the patient in order to calm them down. But when the patient or the elderly people who have severe dementia, when they take medicine, they may go to sleep after 30 minutes or 45 minutes later. Of course, they calm down by the medicine. But they may go to sleep after that. Then the caregiver have to be with the person, because he or she may fall down when they become sleepy. And falling down may cause some injury. So basically, using medicine itself is an easy way for the caregivers, but it takes some time period for the caregivers. But when they use paro, the paro can calm down the people with severe dementia very quickly. So that's much easier for the caregivers. So they may take just 5 minutes or so. They need that 5 minutes or so. And also, taking medicine has side effect for the patient. Yeah. So we can avoid the side effect when we use paro. For example, of course, when paro works for the patient, that's very good. But even if paro doesn't work, there is no side effect, and we simply not use paro for the patient. So that's very good way to avoid such kind of side effect.
Do you have experience with people with depression?
Yes. So at the nursing homes, a lot of elderly people become depression. And depression causes a very negative effect for the elderly people. But when we evaluated the conditions of depression by using the geriatric depression scale, when paro was introduced at the nursing home, a lot of elderly people improved their conditions. Some are recovered from depression. So, paro is very good to cheer the people and return or recover from depression.
How much contact do they need to have with paro to be successful against depression?
Of course, it depends on the person. But a lot of people improve their condition very quickly. So, for example, a lot of people do not talk to others at the nursing home, and they do not smile. But some caregivers have never seen the smiling face of the elderly people, some people do not have communication with caregivers. But when Parallel is introduced, a lot of people talk to Parallel or talk to other people, talk with other people. So a lot of caregivers are very surprised by seeing that kind of, what is it, new behaviors or attitude of the people. And so I think Parallel makes the people very happy and change the mood very, very much. And also at the time, a lot of people seem to open their mind to others. And such kind of effect has, what is it, a kind of good power to improve the depression condition of the elderly people.
Why does Paro have this power? Why is he maybe performing better in that task than other therapy?
Yeah, it's better. It's very difficult to compare with the other therapy, but the when we had this kind of very quick comparison between pet therapy with dogs and Paro, and basically, they have the same effect. So people love dogs and also Paro. But in the case of dogs, some people did not like dogs. So and also after like 1 hour session, I mean later part of the 1 hour session, dogs had some kind of bad mood. So some dogs barked each other. But in the case of Paro, Paro doesn't change his mood, basically. So, of course, Paro keeps his good mood while interacting with the people for like more than 1 hour. So, Paro is easier to be used in such kind of therapy while having the similar effect as with the animal therapy. And as for the basic kind of reasons of having such kind of power, I think Paro stimulate the people to associate with having like baby or grandchildren or like having with real animals, and such kind of association is very important. For example, the Paro can be used to variety of people, but as for the people with dementia, we can easily find the difference. So let me explain about such cases. So we have a patient in Denmark. So she is from Eastern Europe originally, but before becoming dementia, she could speak both Danish and original language. But after becoming dementia, she cannot speak Danish, but only the original language. And but when she interacts with Paro, she can speak Paro in Danish and also original language. And only at the time, she can communicate with other people with Danish. So the Paro has a good stimulation to the patient with dementia. And in our brain, so in a kind of the it's like a computer system, but we have like a speech engine and also dictionaries. In her case, she has two dictionaries, the original language and the Danish language. And the speech engine was connected in the beginning, but there was a disconnection between the Danish language and Danish dictionary and the speech engine. But there was still connection between original language and the speech engine. But when she interacted with Paro, Paro has good stimulation to reconnect or to have detour from the Danish dictionary to the speech engine. So Paro has such kind of, what is it, such kind of good stimulation to stimulate the brain activity to have a new connection or to recover the connection of the synapse in the brain.
We have patients with dementia, with depression, I think with Alzheimer's disease as well. And yeah. So
dementia includes the Alzheimer's.
Sorry?
Dementia includes the Alzheimer's patient, yeah.
So does Paro have a positive effect on any patient?
Yeah, I think, of course, there are differences in the way of usage of Paro, but there are, depending on the person, there are some ways to use Paro to have some kind of therapeutic effect. And, of course, if people do not accept Paro, we cannot expect good effect. So,
there are people that not accept Paro.
No. There are some people. So I don't say Paro is for 100% people. But some people have bad memory of bitten by dogs, for example. And for such people, they feel like they are not safe with Paro in the beginning. But while observing the other people's interaction between Paro and them, such people change their attitude toward Paro. So they understand, oh, Paro is safe. And then gradually, they start to interact with Paro. And after a while, they can interact with Paro and have some kind of therapeutic effect. So for the people who do not like animals, sometimes it takes time to start interaction with Paro.
And does Paro have positive effect on the staff of the nursing homes?
Yes. So we had kind of questionnaires to measure the burnout. So when Paro was introduced, they improved their burnout condition. So basically at the nursing home, caregivers are very busy by physical tasks. And of course, they'd like to provide kind of better service to caregiver to the patients or to the elderly people, but as they are too busy, sometimes they cannot do that. So for such people, Paro is very a good tool because elderly people become very happy very quickly by using Paro, and also caregivers can easily talk to them. So basically, because of the difference of the kind of ages, sometimes caregivers are very young and they cannot find the kind of common topic to talk or to have conversation with the elderly people. So they feel like kind of boring or find difficult to have some topics. But when Paro is there, of course they can talk about Paro, but the Paro evoke a lot of communication or encourage communication. For example, elderly people start to talk the children or grandchildren or previously owned dogs or cats. So Paro encourage or associate with a lot of things, and that have a good trigger to remind past memories.
And that means caregivers have more fun on their job.
Yes, and the caregivers can easily join the conversation they can easily find such kind of topics to talk with elderly people. And also, Paro can be shared with some people. So even if caregiver is just like one or two people, they can handle with like some groups of the elderly people. They feel they can easily manage the kind of group. So that also helps the caregivers.
And there are other pet robots like Aibo, but I never heard that Aibo is used for therapy. What's the difference between Aibo and Paro?
Of course, as a research, there are some trials to apply Aibo for the therapy of the children or children or elderly people. But basically, the as purpose of robot. Purpose of Aibo is quite different from Paro There's a complete difference in the structure of the robot. Well, basically, AIBO is designed for entertainment. So, especially by programming or by observing the behaviors. So, AIBO is not designed to have physical interaction. So, of course, as for the appearance, it's like a mechanical dog. And, for example, people do not want to touch the body, basically. And even if they try to have physical interaction with AIBO, it's not comfortable. And also, basically, for example, as AIBO is not designed to have physical interaction, for example, if people pick up AIBO, AIBO will stop. Because if AIBO has physical interaction with people, AIBO will be broken or malfunction by the physical interaction. So physical interaction causes very strong force to the robot, and that can easily damage the body of the robot. But in the case of Paro, I designed Paro to have physical interaction. So even if we hold the hug Paro, Paro will not malfunction. Paro can cope with very strong force by people. Yeah, so physical interaction means very, a kind of negative strong force for the robot as a kind of machine. Yeah, but so as for the AIBO, the purpose of the AIBO is for entertainment, there is no consideration for the long-term relationship. So basically, customers are expected to make programs of AIBO by themselves. And by doing that, people should have fun. But in the case of Paro, we don't expect users or owners of Paro to make programs. I just expect the people to have like interaction with Paro as like interacting with animals. And I designed Paro to survive more than 10 years or even like 15, 20 years. Because as for the life length of dog, as an example, it's about 12 years. So when I say Paro is a substitution for pet, people may expect that, I may live with Paro for like 10 years, 15 years, as like living with dog. So Paro should survive for many years, and also Paro should have long-term relationship with the owner. So I carefully designed the kind of structures and also software to have, for example, to have learning function to keep the long-term relationship with the owner.
Did you use the results from studies and questionnaires to improve Paro? Are there different versions of Paro, and is your work going on?
Yes. So far, the Paro is 8th generation. And my first practical experiment at nursing home was in 2000 by using third generation of Paro. So I have been having the many kind of experiment of robot therapy at nursing homes, hospitals, or some other situations, and I collect a lot of data from such kind of experiments and try to analyze how we should use Paro and how I should change Paro's structure or kind of behaviors or some others to improve the functions of Paro and also therapeutic effect. And now Paro has already commercialized, and we have practical use of Paro for therapy at hospitals or nursing homes. And I try to collect data from them too. And for example, in Denmark, we have kind of license system. So in order to use Paro at hospitals or nursing home, caregivers or therapists have to take 1-day seminar. And after that, they get license. And as for institutions, like hospitals and nursing homes, when the only institutions can buy Paro, but they have to have caregivers or therapists who have license. And so far, in Denmark, more than 100 institutions are using Paro. And also, there are more than 200 people who got license. I work with Danish Technological Institute, and we have a joint project. And we have asked the people who have the license to make record of usage of Paro, so how Paro worked to who or what kind of people. And we had 3 times of users meeting in Denmark. And so at the meeting, they change their experiences, and also they exchange the ideas how to improve the ways of usage of Paro to have better therapeutic effect. And of course, Paro has been used not only for the nursing homes or like elderly institutions, but also for the institutions for children with developmental problems such as autism or Down syndrome, and also people with psychological problems. So there are many kinds of institutions.
So, and what did you have to change then on the panel?
Yeah, so now I'm collecting data from the users by having such kind of meeting. And so far, I'm analyzing such data. And as a next step, I'll develop some specialized Paro. For example, Paro A is good for people with dementia. Paro B is good for children with autism. Paro C is good for people with psychological problem. So we have a lot of demand or opinions from the real user, practical users. And now, as a next step, I'll develop such specialized version of Paro, especially for the special therapy. So far, I designed Paro to be like real animal. So Paro can be used for kind of companion at home for the ordinary people. And also Paro can be used for therapy at many situations. So in that sense, Paro has general kind of character. But I had some kind of request from practical users in Denmark. For example, as for the people with dementia, they asked me to make Paro to be very patient or kind. So even if some elderly people have bad negative behavior to the Paro, for example, Paro should accept it. Paro should not show the negative reactions. But in the case of people with psychological problem, they told me that Paro should express the negative behaviors or negative reaction to the patient. So that's the opposite way. So there are some other opinions. So while having such kind of opinion, we can change the Paro character for the purpose of the therapy, depending on the subject and also purpose of the therapy.
So Paro is used for therapy. There are other robots used for service purposes and other robots used for care itself, to help people move from the bed to a chair or something. Do you think, when we look to the future, there's something where we should not use robots for?
Yeah, I think basically robotics technology can be applied to many kind of tasks. The tasks include to help the people who have the physiological disability, and also cognitive disability. So Paro can be easily used for the people who have the cognitive disability or disorders. And of course, there are some other technologies to assist people for the physical tasks or physical movement. So depending on the purpose of the kind of assistance, I think we should try to use the robotics technology to improve the kind of the life of the people who need such kind of care. So I think there is no prohibition to apply robotics technology to the, especially like elderly care or something. And what we need to consider is the safety and also the kind of and also kind of smooth way to integrate the existing, you know, system in the elderly care, for example. Yeah, because a lot of people are now working in the field, and also a lot of people are using some current existing technologies. But when we introduce some new technology, the new technology should be fit in the current existing system. So as a kind of good integration. Yeah, so that's the kind of important point, I think.
Okay. Thank you very much.